You cannot worship the true God without the Holy Spirit. That's the message I have for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, remember the words that I just spoke to you, folks. You cannot worship the true God without the Holy Spirit. Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 23 and to 26. It says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he." Some powerful words that we have there in the Gospel of John. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in conversation with a woman of Samaria. We call her very often the woman at the well when we read that story. So this woman was of Samaria. She was not a Jewish woman. And she was in conversation with Jesus Christ, the creator of all things. And the Lord saw her heart. She was hungry for truth. And she made a statement. And she said, I know that Messiah cometh or is coming, which is called Christ. By the way, the word Christ means the anointed one. That's what it means. So when he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. So the Lord identified himself to this woman, this unsaved woman of Samaria, who was not Jewish. He identified himself to her as being the Messiah. But before that, he told the woman, he said, God is a spirit, and if you're going to worship him, he must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Hear me now today, folks. Whoever you are, young, old, no matter what your belief is, my word for you today is, if you're not, first of all, if you're not born again, you cannot worship God in spirit and in truth. Impossible. So I want you to learn something here, that if you do not have the Holy Spirit, then you're not saved, no matter what your religion might be. You are not saved. You're not on a way to heaven. It's impossible, because Jesus said here that if you're going to worship God, you have to worship God in spirit and in truth. A little more context here. He was speaking to that woman of Samaria. Let me go a little further back in the chapter where he said this in John 4, verses 9 and 10. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So Jesus was in conversation with this woman at the well. She came to the well to draw water, physical water, and she is in conversation with Jesus the Messiah, even though she did not realize it at the time. And Jesus, what he did, he asked her for a drink, and she couldn't figure it out, because she knew the Jewish people would always avoid them. They didn't like them. The Jewish people believed that the people of Samaria were of a mongrel type of religion, a mixture of truth and idolatry and paganism and everything else in between. So she was shocked that Jesus was speaking to her. But I like what Jesus said, you know, to her. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. What was he talking about? He was talking about the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, however you want to put it. And he spoke of that Holy Spirit as being a gift. Hear me now, whoever you are, you need the Holy Spirit. You may be religious, you may be spiritual, you may be in search of the truth. I've spoken my testimony many times here, folks, how I was hungry for the truth, and for years I would go out to the shopping mall on Long Island, go into these couple of bookstores out there, searching. I remember going in there, I go to philosophy section, spiritual, religion, and I would go from shelf to shelf, up and down. Then I'd go around to the other side, and I was just looking for truth. I was an insatiable desire, folks. My, oh, my. So you know, thank God that I didn't die in a car accident or something before that. I was on my way to hell. You know, this is why I preach the way I preach, by the way, folks. You know, I was saved. I was born again of the Spirit. I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this is what I want you to see here today. No matter who you are, young, old, if you're in high school or grade school, hear me now. You can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of living water, and you can worship God in spirit and in truth. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you know, where does that leave? Like, for instance, where does that leave the people of Judaism? They don't believe in Jesus Christ as being the Messiah. They don't believe in what we call the Trinity or the triunity of the eternal Godhead. Where does that leave them? I'll tell you where it leaves them. It leaves them in darkness. It leaves them on the road to destruction. I'm talking about an eternal hell. Let's get real here. Let's not play religious games. You can go to many churches, folks. You can play religious games week after week after week, year after year, and so on and so forth. I don't like playing religious games. I got to tell you the truth. Where does this leave the people of Islam? They do not even believe that God has a son. You talk about the Trinity with them, they laugh. You see? So where does it leave them? It leaves them in the same place, in darkness, on the road to destruction. And you can include the Buddhism people, the people of Hindu, and many other counterfeit religions, folks, and that's why I'm doing this message for you today. Look what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 16, verse 13. He said, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." So here the Holy Spirit is described as being the Spirit of truth, and it's Jesus who's talking. He says, when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. Now, if he promised you that, folks, is it going to happen? Of course it will. He will show you. You open up the Bible, and the Spirit of the living God will guide you. He will illuminate the written word to you, folks. I remember when I was born again, one of the first things I said to my wife, Kathy, I said, this book is alive. This book is alive. And in fact, you know, literally what I said to her, I said, we're going to have to bury this book. What did I mean by that? I knew instantly that the devil was against me and that one day people would seek to take this book away from us. I might have been prophesying, folks. I'm telling you, you go to many countries and that's just what they're doing. They don't want this Bible out there, folks. They don't want it. So you know, I spoke that because I felt the Holy Ghost upon me. And as I was reading the Word of God, I said, this book is alive. It's not a dead book, folks. It's not like any novel that you would read. And it's the Holy Ghost that makes the difference, okay? So it says here in that same verse, John 16 and 13, it says, for he shall not speak of himself, talking about the Holy Spirit, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Now listen to that. Whatsoever he shall hear? Who's talking to him? What do you mean, whatsoever he shall hear? Well, you have the Father, you have the Son, and you have the Holy Spirit. Who's talking to him? The man in the moon? Come on, folks. This is the beautiful triunity of the eternal Godhead. Oh, yes, it is. What was it that caused me to leave the Roman Catholic Church, folks? It was the Holy Spirit of truth. Showed me the truth in the Bible. Then I examined what was going on in these Catholic churches, and I spoke about the Medjugorje apparitions, comparing those messages from so-called Mother Mary, and I saw the contradiction. I said, this says this, and this says that. They both can't be true. It was the Holy Spirit of truth that brought me out of darkness. Oh, yes. John 14 and 26, also Christ speaking. Listen to this. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. That's beautiful. You know, the disciples, if you read the gospel accounts, you will see that the disciples had their eyes opened up after Jesus was glorified, and then they remembered the things that were spoken. You see, how did they remember, and how was it illuminated? It was by the Holy Spirit. Things started to gel, and I said, oh, look at this. Oh, look at this is what he said here. Oh, yeah, I remember that. See, that's what the Holy Ghost does, folks. You need the Holy Ghost, whoever you are. By the time I'm done with this message, you can call upon the Lord and receive the Holy Ghost, folks. I'm telling you, this is for somebody out there today. I know it is. You can receive the Holy Ghost. And when I say Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, same thing, folks. So don't forget that. Here's another one spoken by Christ, Jesus Christ. But when John 15 and 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. So that, once again, you see the beautiful triunity there. So Jesus is talking about the Comforter. Don't you like that word, Comforter? You want comfort, folks. This is the one that will bring that comfort that you will not find in the world, especially the day in which we're living. You know, we're living in the COVID era for a couple of years now, over a couple of years, and there's been much anxiety and so on and so forth. And that's natural, I mean, because your whole life is turned upside down. So you know, people are looking here, they're looking there, going to psychiatrists, going here, I need help. Here, listen to me. Let me save you a lot of trouble. Listen to me. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Comforter. He will come inside your heart, and you will know that what I'm speaking to you today is true. Glory to God. You need the Comforter. You need the Holy Ghost. That's what you need. You need the Holy Ghost. Free. I'm not asking you for money, and he's not asking you for money. It's free. F-R-E-E. Free. Glory to God. So you need the Holy Ghost, folks. And look what Jesus said. He said here that when the Holy Ghost comes, he shall testify of me. The Holy Ghost will always point you to Jesus Christ. You see? Not Mary. The Holy Ghost isn't going to point you to Mary. The Holy Ghost is not going to say, go look at those Marian apparitions over there in Lourdes or Medjugorje or Guadalupe. No, he's not going to do it. The devil will tell you to do that. You see, the devil seeks to take your eyes off of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost will point you to him and testify about him. Don't ever forget that. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 12. It says here, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save or except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. This is what the Holy Ghost does, folks. You receive the Holy Ghost, you open up your Bible, and you start reading. You say, well, what is this? God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. What? I never heard this before. This is telling me I can be justified. This is telling me I can be saved. This is telling me about the love of God. You see? I didn't know this stuff. It was the Holy Ghost. See, you can do things by rote like I used to do in my Catholic Sunday Mass week after week. I'd say the Apostles' Creed by rote, you know, and there I was just looking at my watch and saying, how long is this thing going to go on? Totally bored, and I'm looking around at everybody else. They look just the same way I did. It's why? There was death there. There was no life there, folks. The life of God came into me, and that's when I exited that religious system. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 to 14, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Glory to God. Before I was born again, I was the natural man. I didn't understand the things of God. I did not understand the things of God. So when you're born again, then you understand the things of God. The Spirit of God will open up your eyes. And that's why Jesus said this, John chapter 3, verses 6 to 8. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth or wishes, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. I've preached on this many times, folks. You must be born again of the Spirit. You see the wind blows and you see the tree. You see the leaves, the branches, they sway back and forth. You don't see the wind, but you see the effect that the wind has on the tree, on the branches, on the leaves. And it says, so it is with everyone that is born of the Spirit. So the Spirit, the word pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A, I believe. The Spirit of God, folks, is going to touch you. It's going to do something. You don't see it. You don't see the Holy Ghost moving, but it's going to touch you. It's going to come in you. And all of a sudden, you're gonna say, well, what is this? This is real. This whole thing about Jesus Christ, it's real. He really did pay the price for my sins. Folks, that's why, the majority of people in the world, you know, when they see true Christians, they think you're a wacko. They do. You know, I've been out on the street, they just make the cuckoo sign, you know, when you're preaching the word. You know, I understand that because I got the Holy Ghost. You know, that goes off my back like water on a duck. It means nothing to me, folks. I feel sorry. I pray for them. I know they're lost. Because the natural man cannot receive the thing of the Spirit, things of the Spirit. They don't have the Holy Ghost. So when you're born again, you see things that people in the world do not see. You see it in the Spirit. Oh, yes. And I knew that from the time I was saved, folks. That's why this Christianity thing is a serious thing, folks. If you've never been born again, listen to me now, you are not a Christian. I'll say it again. If you've never been genuinely born again of the Spirit, you are not a Christian. And when I speak of all these other religions, I said Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and so many more, Mormonism, Catholicism. Folks, listen to me. If you've never been genuinely born again of the Spirit, you're not a Christian. And I've told you many times, you know, we were taught as Catholics that you're born again when you're baptized as an infant. That's not true. See, the Spirit of truth showed me that. And that's why I speak out. And people say, oh, no, they're my brothers and sisters. Oh, listen to me, folks. If you got the Holy Spirit of truth, you wouldn't be saying that. You go read your Bible now and say, Holy Ghost, show me the truth. He will. So I'm going to leave it there, folks. If you don't know the Lord, today is a great day to get saved. You receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Call upon the Lord. He paid the price for your sins. Know that you're a sinner. He paid the price. You can't save yourself. You'll die in your sins without him. You need to be cleansed. He can justify you with his blood. Oh, yes, he will. That's the love of God toward you. You'll be saved from the wrath of God because of what he did for you. So I'm going to leave it right there, folks. You be blessed and have a great day.